It's one of my favourite bands of all time. In fact, I did have a high school band where I did play a lot of this kind of music. So you wanna be a champion? Grinspoon, joining us for Day on the Lawn very soon, 2021, alongside Coolio, Bootleg Rascal, Ocean Alley, just to name a few, and Pat Davin from the band has joined us. How are you going, Pat?
I'm good, thanks, mate. Thanks for having me.
You are one of my favourite bands of all time. Guide to Better Living is actually a guide to my life. It's hard to believe it's almost been 20 years, though.
It has been more than 20 years.
What?
2017, we did the Guide to Better Living 20th anniversary tour after kind of 5 years off the road. So turning 24 actually this year. Going quickly, hey?
Tell us about the very beginnings of Grinspoon. Obviously, iconic Australian rock band. Did you all grow up together in Lismore or what happened?
No, we all met in Lismore. We all kind of came from different parts of kind of regional New South Wales. Yeah, we met in Lismore. I was playing in a band with Joe Hansen, the bass player in Grinspoon, and Chris and Phil were also in another band. Both our bands kind of disbanded at the same time. And we kind of met around that time. Actually, we knew Christian, the drummer's dad, and he said, you should meet my son. He's coming up here, and he plays drums. He's got this thing, and you guys should all hook up. So Christian Hope's dad, Steve Hope, has a lot to answer for when it comes to the formation of the band. And the rest is history.
Since then, ARIA award-winning band. Man, how many albums you got now?
We have done 7 full-length albums. I know, 7 full-length albums. And believe it or not, we were actually supposed to be going into the studio this weekend at the studio where we recorded Guide to Better Living. We haven't been back there for 23 years, but we'd actually booked to go into the studio this weekend, but something's happened and we can't go in. So, that was a good story, hey? anyway, we'll probably get back in there soon, hopefully.
What was your lockdown like? Did you just do, like, Zoom meetings with the boys, or...?
Listen, it's been a tough 12 months, obviously, for everyone in the music industry. I mean, Grinspoon, we're in an enviable position that just before lockdown, 2019, we had a big year. We did a big Chemical Hearts, kind of a best-of record, and did a big tour, and it was a really successful tour, and COVID for our band, it was an okay time because we were okay, but I really feel bad for everyone in the industry, considering our crew, people who work for us. You know, we've had the same guys working for us for 20 years, you know what I mean? And there's very little we could do to kind of help them because there was no workaround, you know what I mean? Mm. As far as I was concerned, like, I've done a couple of gigs. I did a couple of shows with Phil. They had in New South Wales, they had a thing called the Great Southern Nights Initiative where the government kicked down some money, and I did 3 shows with Phil. I did one all around kind of regional New South Wales. So that was good. We just kind of got together and played a lot of the songs that we wrote together and talked about the writing process, and people seem to really enjoy that. But Day on the Lawn, Tasmania, Hobart, this is going to be our first full-blooded gig in over 12 months.
So how good's that?
Really looking forward to it, mate.
And a totally stellar lineup. Are you looking forward to meeting Coolio?
I'm really hoping that he's going to dedicate Gangster's Paradise to me. That's my day. That's my aim.
Yeah, he'll say, Grinspoon was my favourite band growing up, this is what I wrote about. This is about Lismore.
That's right. I'm going to follow him around. I'm like, hey, C, I can tell you what, can you please dedicate Gangster's Paradise to me?
And what is your plan for a crowd as well? Do you have, like, a set list that you go to? You're like, oh, this is going to make them go crazy?
Well, we've got, you know, All Killer No Filler, you know. we try and do that one, you know. Festivals are no place for art. There's lots of expressions out there about how to kind of approach doing festival gigs, especially like this one. We're going to get down there a few days early, actually, because we haven't been in the same room together for over a year. So we're going to get down there a couple of days early, book into a warehouse somewhere and rehearse for a few days and really kind of work out what we're going to do. But, you know, we're going to be fresh.
Because in high school, I actually had a Grinspoon cover band, and it was called Desmond. And we had a killer Grinspoon set list. You'd have Just Ace in there, Sick Fest, Black Friday, I think we did, Dead Cat.
Of course.
Very good one. Ready One was a good one to play, but the one that went off the most was Champion. Do you find that song is the one that everyone moshes to?
Well, it's a staple in our set list. I mean, I think that if we drop that song from our set list, the gig would be a riot, really. People generally love that one. But, you know, in the same regard, they love songs like Lost Control, which we often play early in the set just to kind of really kind of get the atmosphere happening. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely it's a classic. I mean, that's a song that we wrote a long time ago and it's still got legs. So I'm grateful that people still kind of relate and have a good time and jump around to our music. That's for sure.
But no. Day on the Lawn 2021, Grinspoon are back. Obviously losing control in the mosh pit to these guys. Nothing like a bit of alternate grunge kind of heavy rock and roll. And Pat Davin, one of the best of all time, some of the greatest riffs of all time. Thanks for joining us this morning. We'll see you on the Day of the Lawn.
My pleasure, Dan. Looking forward to getting down there and seeing you all.